Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first. Because he first. Because he first. Because he first. Because he first loved me. Hallelujah. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord. I'd like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. On this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great and greatly to be praised. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and we are so happy to have you in our fellowship on this another day, amen, that the Lord has made. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. Well, glory be to God. We want to thank God for this holiday that is upon us. We want to thank God for the 4th of July. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, it's fastly approaching us. Amen. And a lot of people have already started celebrating a couple days ago. They're celebrating today. They're going to be celebrating tomorrow. And this is time off work for a lot of people, a time of relaxation and time with family and time with friends. As we reminisce Independence Day. Independence Day is a civil holiday for the celebration of the anniversary of the beginnings of national independence. And we celebrate it on July 4th. Amen. It's observed as a legal holiday in the United States. Glory be to God. In commemoration of the adoption of the Declaration of Independence in 1776. And there, I love the lights. I love the firecrackers. Glory be to God. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful scenery with the celebration. Amen. The Declaration of Independence states three basic ideas. Number one, that God made all men equal and gave them the rights to life, to liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Also, states that the main business of government is to protect these rights. Amen. Glory be to God. And also, if a government tries to withhold these rights, the people are free to revolt. The people are free to set up a new government. And this is what Independence Day is all about. Throughout the 1800s, Black Americans used July the 4th to argue for emancipation and full citizenship, making the case that Black citizens, free and enslaved, had as much right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness as white people. Amen. So this is where it all came about in 1776. Amen. On July 4th, that the Continental Congress approved the Declaration of Independence, setting the 13 colonies on the road to freedom as a foreign nation. Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for Independence Day. We thank God for the 4th of July. amen, the right to life, to liberty, and to the pursuit of happiness. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And our brother Daniel, amen, knew a little bit about that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And this is what sort of made him famous in the archives of God's word. Glory be to God, as a prayer warrior. Hallelujah. Because of that liberty. Hallelujah. And we want to thank God that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in the sight of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we see here, beloved, as we have been looking over the last couple of weeks, amen, the power of prayer, prayer power, and we have seen how far prayer travels. It doesn't travel short distance, it travels long distance, amen, all the way to the throne, hallelujah, to God's heavenly throne. Hallelujah. And when we look in the book of Daniel, glory be to God, Daniel, beloved, who is a slave in a foreign kingdom, but his position in the earth is what made him a mighty weapon in the hand of Elohim. Oh, glory be to God. We want to thank God for his life. We want to thank God for his story and how God used him to reveal the powers, excuse me, behind the scenes and to cause angels to come in response to his prayers. Oh, yes, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He had a connection with the king. Glory be to God. The same connection that is available to each and everyone who believes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Daniel believed in prayer. Daniel believed in the power of prayer, and Daniel saw a manifestation to his prayer. Glory be to God. So, beloved, hallelujah, the children of Israel had been, hallelujah, detained for 70 years. They were in captivity for 70 years. And the Bible tells us in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10, "For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you and causing you to return to this place." Glory. This was the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. But beloved, it was a prophecy that was conditional. It was a conditional. Some of God's word promises, beloved, are, amen, conditional. And this was a conditional promise that God was going to release them after 70 years. But Daniel, somebody say Daniel, glory be to God, the great intercessor, the great intercessor, hallelujah. Daniel saw that the time was finished. The 70 years had expired and the promise had not been fulfilled. Glory be to God. And beloved, when we continue reading in Jeremiah, excuse me, when we continue reading in Jeremiah chapter number 29 and the next verse, which is verse number 11 and verse number 12, we see that these conditions had to be met before there could be a manifestation, amen, of God moving in their midst. And when we read verse 11 and 12, it reads like this: "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." Glory be to God. We repeat that verse all the time, beloved. Most of us do not know that. We know the text. We don't know the context. We don't know why this was written, but this is why this was written. The prophecy expressly said that God would hear their prayers, But that wouldn't be the solution to break their captivity, beloved. He wanted them to prepare themselves through prayer, preparation through prayer, before there would be a release from captivity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to do this, but you have to do this. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to set you free. There's going to be a liberty. You're not going to be slaves no more. Independence Day is coming to you. Glory be to God. But he said it's something that you must do. Glory be to God. You must prepare yourself. Glory be to God in prayer. Glory be to God. He said, then shall ye go and pray and pray. Somebody say prayer works. It wasn't going to be easy, but they would have to seek the Lord with all of their heart in prayer before God would let them go. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity. You see this? When God said, after you pray, hallelujah, I'm going to turn away your captivity. I'm going to set you free. Hallelujah. You're not going to be slaves anymore. I'm taking you out of the cotton fields. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory be to God. I'm taking you out of the master's house. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's about to be a real Independence Day. But you got to do something before you can see your independence. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn away your captivity. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place where I caused you to be carried away captive. What a word, what a promise. Amen. And because Daniel was a student of prophecy, beloved, Daniel was well learned. Let me tell you something. Amen. Hallelujah. I had to, hallelujah, participate and hallelujah in a graduation. Amen. It took place over the weekend. Hallelujah. I had to officiate. Amen. In that graduation. Amen. God wants his children. Amen. To be well informed, and God wants his children to be well educated. Glory be to God. God is for education. Glory be to God. Paul was well educated. Moses was well educated when you read his history. And glory be to God. So we ought to be real educated, meaning glory be to God. If you just read a book, if you just read one book a week, one book a month, amen. This was even something as small as that, and it's not small, it's huge, is enough, amen, to keep you well informed and well educated. Well, guess what? Daniel was well educated and well informed. He was a student of prophecy, and that gave him the ability to embrace the right spiritual posture, amen, that began the process of deliverance of God's people. Somebody had to stand in the gap. Glory be to God. Somebody, glory be to God, because God had already given the word, but the children of Israel had not met their part of the bargain. But what did Daniel do? He stood in the gap as an intercessor, an intercessor, standing in the gap for the nation, for the city, for your home, for your neighborhood. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's a true intercessor. Daniel begins to pray a very long prayer, amen, of supplication and repentance. He does not just repent for his own sins, but he confesses, and Daniel takes ownership for the sins of the nation. Beloved, that's what it means to be a prayer intercessor. This is what Daniel did. He stood in the gap to bring about the Independence Day. Hallelujah. The children of Israel, because they had not kept their part of the bargain. Glory be to God. Beloved, there is labor in prayer. Hallelujah. And that's why a lot of people don't want to pray. Don't pray, because it takes work to pray. Yeah, prayer is labor. Glory be to God. The prayer of intercession is an agonizing prayer. Glory be, that's one of the kinds of prayers. There's different kinds of prayers. And we'll be learning about the different types of prayers as we continue to move forward. But the prayer of intercession, beloved, is the most agonizing prayer. Glory be to God. But this is the kind of prayer, amen, that moves God. And Daniel was persistent. He was, amen, persistent. He did not give up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And because Daniel's prayers was persistent, it released angelic assistance. So glory be to God. God sends help. Say, somebody give God some praise for the help. Amen. We read in Daniel chapter number 9, verse number 20, and it says, and while I was speaking, and while I was praying, and while I was confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of evening. Glory be to God. Praying while he was standing in as a prayer intercessor, confessing his sins and confessing the sins of the nation, confessing the sins of somebody else. This is what a real intercessor does. Stand in the gap for someone else as if you were that person. And here, Daniel was standing in the gap. Amen. His people. Hallelujah. And his prayer touched God, and it released angels. Somebody say, thank God for the angels. Hallelujah. The angel, beloved, that was released. Hallelujah. Even though there was some spiritual interference, amen, he overcame. Amen. There was some interference with the prince of the kingdom of Persia, who was the spiritual ruler over the Persian kingdom where God's people were in captivity. And they had formed a barricade that resisted the angel that was bringing the answer to Daniel's prayers. Beloved, it is important for you to understand that besides the physical king that ruled over the Persian kingdom, there was also a spiritual kingdom governed by Satan's representative, who had the assignment to ensure that the agenda for that territory or domain was carried out. Beloved, we have spiritual wickedness in high places. We have territorial demons and spirits, and all of this is to interfere and intercept, amen, your prayer, request being manifested. Glory be to God. God heard Daniel the moment Daniel prayed, but it took 21 days. 21 days, there was spiritual warfare. Beloved, this is why we must engage in spiritual warfare. You must know that Satan doesn't want you to have the answer. Demons don't want you to have the answer. The powers of darkness don't want you to have the answer. It's not just those in the physical that are against you, but we have to realize that we're fighting in a spiritual kingdom, a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual warfare. We're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Oh yeah, beloved, this thing is real, is real, is real. There is a spiritual kingdom, the kingdom of God, and we as God's people are at war against Satan's kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, which is also spiritual. Spirit against spirit. Satan's kingdom is spiritual. God's kingdom is spiritual. And you are spiritual. And God's word is spiritual. Come on now. And when we pray spiritual prayers. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The scripture says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness and high places. Beloved, prayer is a spiritual exercise, and the warfare is spiritual, and it is with a spiritual enemy. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of God. So, beloved, you see here that we don't war against flesh and blood. But, beloved, we do war. And this is why we are told to fight a good fight of faith. If we don't fight the good fight of faith, we cannot win. You will not win. Yes, you're saved, but you're still not going to win. You're going to be a saved loser. You're going to be a born-again loser. Glory be to God. Unless you learn how to fight the good fight of faith in prayer. Glory be to God. Daniel's prayer. Daniel was our example. Amen. And he had to break through satanic resistance to get the answer. Beloved, you have to know when you pray, amen, glory be to God, God hears you, God responds to you, but that answer has to come through satanic resistance. Glory be to God, hallelujah. But Daniel didn't give up. Daniel didn't give up. Glory be to God. Daniel didn't stop praying. Daniel didn't stop praying. 21 days. 21 days, Daniel didn't stop praying. What if Daniel had stopped praying on day number 10? What if Daniel had stopped praying on day number 20th? See, if Daniel had stopped praying, amen, before the manifestation, his angel may not have been able to come through with his answer. Daniel had to persist in prayer. Turn around and tell your neighbor this morning that you got to persist in prayer. You can't give up. What if Daniel had given up the night before, thinking God didn't hear him, God didn't care, he was wasting his time? That's what the devil wanted Daniel to believe. What if, this is why we are told, be not weary in due season. Ye shall reap if ye faint not. What if he had given up? Today, beloved, I want you to know that God still answers prayer. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Discouragement, unbelief, and doubt are some of the major weapons that the enemy uses to hinder the answers to your prayers. His main agenda is to discredit God's word. So he sets up and he orchestrates a resistance when people pray. He is the father of lies, and he will use the tool of deception to make sure that you encounter restrictions and barriers when you exercise the keys of prayer, fasting, and especially when you give of your finances. Beloved, when you use this threefold weapon, I'm calling it a threefold weapon because it's prayer, number one, fasting, number two, glory be to God, and giving, number three. It will cause demonic reactions. As soon as believers see the reactions, they want to back off. They want to get scared. Glory be to God. Saying that, you know, this thing don't work. They didn't know it took all this. They quit, see, or they get very discouraged. They assume that this will make Satan leave them alone. But instead, beloved, Satan doesn't back up. Matter of fact, most times the battle will intensify and the warfare increases to make them stop and make them be very passive toward the enemy while the enemy remains aggressive. And the enemy has the nerve to even get violent toward them. In fact, beloved, now that the battle has commenced, if you back off, glory be to God, the devil will come in, he will move in and take over. So the key is to not grow weary and don't faint. Don't go weary, don't grow weary. Galatians 6 and 9 encourages you, don't grow weary. You're going to reap if you faint not. And so Luke 18 and 1 says, amen, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Always to pray and not to faint. Why did the scripture tell us, beloved, even in the midst of warfare? Because persistence breaks resistance. Your persistence in prayer breaks satanic resistance. Greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world. You are more than a conqueror. But you got to hang in there, baby. You got to go sometimes to the 10th round. Sometimes it's a 10-round battle. When they're in the boxing ring, amen, they got to go the whole 10 rounds. Sometimes. Sometimes you get a TKO in the second round, third round, fourth round, but you got to be prepared to go the whole 10 because your persistence breaks satanic resistance. And so here we have Brother Daniel. Glory be to God. Daniel, amen, stood in the gap. Amen, that the children of Israel could experience their Independence Day. Someone had to fulfill the rules of engagement. And Daniel, amen, said, Lord, I'll go. Lord, I'll do it. Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to do it. You can't send everybody to hell. You can't send everybody to hell. Beloved, let me tell you something. If it wasn't for the prayer intercessors, who knows? Maybe Jesus would have even come by now. If it wasn't for prayer intercessors, then God might have taken that sinner by now. That evil person around the corner might have been dead by now. See, because God has to honor his word when it comes to sin. But because prayer intercessors are standing in the gap, pleading for mercy, pleading for grace, amen, God is hearing and giving somebody another chance. That's why God needs you. That's why God needs you. Today, I want you to know that God still answers prayer, beloved. Do not allow discouragement, unbelief, and doubt to deceive you. The enemy uses these as major weapons to stop you from travailing in prayer and to give up before you receive the answers to your prayers. You have to keep persisting until there is a manifestation to answer prayer. You must remember that from the first day that you pray, the first day, God sends an angel. He releases an angel from heaven. When you first, amen, pray, the first prayer. But consistent prayer and persistent prayer increases angelic activity. And this is why we read in Isaiah 65:24, it will also come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. Beloved, it doesn't matter how long you have been in captivity. No matter how long you've been a slave to sin. Ha, ha, ha. No matter how long, amen, hallelujah, you've been picking cotton in the cotton field and hallelujah, in the master's house, amen, glory be to God. It don't make a difference how long, amen, you've been chained and in bounds, glory be to God, hallelujah. slaves, incarcerated, hallelujah, slaves to your body, slaves to your mind, glory be to God, hallelujah, it don't matter, glory be to God, hallelujah, how long you've been tied down, locked down, glory be to God at the far bottom of the food chain, glory be to God, it don't make no difference, glory be to God, regardless of what your captivity is, glory be to God, hallelujah, sin, glory be to God, hallelujah, alcohol, drugs, social media, whatever you addicted to, glory be to God, it don't make a difference, glory be to God, hallelujah, I come this morning to say that the day is your Independence Day. Happy Independence Day. Glory be to God. Strong prayers can break the bondage of the enemy and bring you deliverance. Hallelujah. Daniel was a man of consistent prayer. He persisted in prayer. He prayed 3 times a day. How many times a day do you pray? God told us to pray without ceasing. Oh, glory be to God. 1 time a day ain't good enough, beloved. Oh, glory be to God. We have to create a lifestyle of prayer. You want to pray while you're in the shower. You want to pray while you're driving your car. You want to pray while you're sitting in the living room. You want to pray while you're going for a walk. You want to pray, amen, in the supermarket aisles. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You have to create a lifestyle. Style of prayer, a consistent prayer, glory be to God, be it 3 times a day, 4 times a day, all day, glory be to God, hallelujah, and Daniel's prayer provoked his enemies to cause the king to pass a law against prayer, glory be to God, his enemies got mad at him, beloved, who have you made mad lately because of your prayer life, but I come to tell you, you best believe that the devil is mad, hallelujah, when you persist, hallelujah, you shake off that spirit of sleep and say, I'm going to pray, hallelujah, you shake off that spirit of laziness and say, I'm going to pray, I'm going to turn the TV off, I'm going to turn my cell phone off, I'm going to turn the computer off, it is prayer time, glory be to God, you best believe that the devil is not happy about that, glory be to God, hallelujah, and they came up against Daniel, and we know the story, glory be to God, how they put Daniel down in the lion's den, all because he had a prayer life, not because he robbed the local 7-Eleven, not because he stole somebody money or raped a lady up the street. Glory, he didn't break any laws. He didn't run any red lights. They didn't find him selling a nickel bag. Glory be to God, but all because Daniel had a prayer life, he went down in the lion's den. Glory be to God. Cause as a prayer intercessor, he got God attention. God released the angel, and the angels came down and shut the mouths of the lion, and we know the next day Daniel came up out of the lion's den. I've come to tell you that God will bring you up out of the lion's den. Happy Independence Day. God will bring you up out of sickness. God will bring you up out of poverty. God will bring you up out of loneliness. God will bring you up out of anxiety. God will bring you up and out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Happy Independence Day when you have a consistent prayer life, when you refuse to stop praying, knowing that God is nigh. You're not going to stop praying. Hallelujah. Because God has heard your cry. Because the Lord has promised and his word is true. You're going to keep praying until God answers you. You don't care how long it takes. Maybe it took 10 days. Maybe it took 21 days. Maybe it took 6 months. Whatever it takes. You know that in due season, God's going to manifest. Hallelujah. The answers before you. Hallelujah. And break the chains and bring you up and bring you out. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, our foreparents. Hallelujah. And forefathers waited a long time as they served in slavery.
Oh, yeah, working for the master. Oh, glory be to God. The husband couldn't say nothing about the master. Hallelujah. Can you imagine what the husband felt like when the master of the house got up in the midnight hour and pulled his wife up out of the bedroom and took her next door and did what he wanted to do, had the women bearing hallelujah babies for them. And if the husband said anything, glory be to God, hallelujah, they would just shoot him in the head and bury him in the backyard. Oh, can you imagine, hallelujah, what our foreparents went through, glory be to God, when it came to slavery. Oh, glory be to God, they was in captivity. Activity for real. Oh, glory be to God. But let me tell you, somebody was praying. Somebody was praying. Somebody was praying. Somebody was praying. Hallelujah. And God came up and brought them out. Oh, glory be to God. Happy Independence Day. Oh, glory be to God. Even in our spiritual captivity, hallelujah, locked down in chains, slaves to sin and the devil. But somebody says, thank God for our independence. But Jesus came to set us free and destroy the works of the enemy. And whom the Lord has set free is free indeed. Somebody say, happy Independence Day. Why? Because somebody prayed. I come to tell you this morning that Jesus prayed. Jesus prayed. Jesus prayed. Jesus says in St. John 15, he said, but I have already prayed for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. He told Peter, he said, Peter, you're in a situation right now. It don't look good. He said, glory be to God, but when you come up out of this, he said, Peter, I have prayed for you that when you come up out of this, hallelujah, and you are converted, you're going to strengthen your brother. I said, glory be to God, our independence is about strengthening the brethren. Glory be to God, now we can testify. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, what is Independence Day about? It's about the Lord being on my side. It's about the Lord bringing me up, bringing me out, bringing me over, and bringing me in. Hey, glory be to God. What is Independence Day about? It's about God answering my prayer when I wasn't sure if he was listening. When God answered my prayer when I wasn't sure, amen, if I qualified. When God answered my prayer even on the days that I didn't want to pray. This is what our Independence Day is about. Glory be to God. And when Daniel came up out of that den, they dressed him in royalty. He ruled and he reigned. Oh, glory be to God, living on top of the world. He said, you'll be the head and not the tail. You'll be the lender and not the borrower. You'll be above and not beneath. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Because you didn't stop praying. Because you didn't stop praying. You didn't stop praying. Beloved, persist. 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 Persist until you succeed. Persist. Persist. Persist until you succeed. Oh, glory be to God. Don't stop praying. Persist until you succeed. The Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying, church. Hallelujah. God has heard your cry. For the Lord has promised, and his word is true. Hallelujah. Don't stop praying, church. He'll answer you. Keep praying for yourself. Keep praying, amen, for the family. Glory be. I know they're getting on your nerve. Don't send them to hell. Pray for them. Don't give up on them. Pray for them. We know you're frustrated right now. Pray for them. Continue to pray for your community. Oh, we know they're rowdy. Oh, we know they're ignorant. Keep praying for them. Oh, yeah. Oh, pray for your country. Oh, we know there's a whole bunch of shady stuff going on. stand in the gap, intercede. Glory be to God. He told Abraham, if I could find just one person to stand in the gap, glory be to God, and agree with your inheritance. Hallelujah. Agree with your inheritance to live an abundant life. And Jesus said, I came that ye might have life and have that more abundantly. Father, we thank you for the word of God on today. We thank you for the word of God on today, God. Nobody but you. Thank you for it. Father, help us to receive the word. Hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against you. Hallelujah. Oh, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. So we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord. Thank God for the word of God on today. Amen, glory be to God. We are praying that everybody will have a lovely, lovely, lovely day, a lovely holiday. Amen, whatever you do. Amen, hallelujah. Keep Jesus on your mind. Glory be to God, hallelujah. If you're going to, well, I love the firecrackers, amen. I might not go down to the place, the actual location of the fire where they have the display. Matter of fact, they have some nice ones even up here where I live, so I don't really have to go, amen, down at the, y'all know what I'm talking about, the courtyard down there near the waterfront, amen. But wherever you go, art museum, wherever, amen, make sure that the firecrackers, amen, are flowing in your heart. And make sure it's popping in your heart. And that's the only thing that you need to do. Amen. We will be serving today at the altar of prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Somebody's going to need this prayer. Amen. It's a lot of foolishness going on. You know, people come out during the holidays, and a lot of people don't know how to be on their best behavior. They don't know how. They don't have good manners. Amen. Glory be to God. And especially if you're going out, even if you're not going out, you got family members and friends that's going out. Somebody's going out. Amen. And so we need to stand as prayer intercessors for those who will be going out. Amen. That they can come back home safe and sound. Amen. So we will be praying today. Amen. At 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock. There are no services tomorrow. Amen. There's no prayer altar. And for the first time in 13 years, God gave me permission to shut down the 6 a.m. platform on tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. Tomorrow's a true holiday. Amen. Glory be to God. So we will be back. Amen. On Wednesday morning. Amen. If you call in tomorrow, you're not going to get us. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll see you, Lord's willing, on Wednesday morning, starting at 5 o'clock on social media. Amen. Hunt the morning prayer. Amen. Back here at the breakfast table at 6. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And our Wednesday night Bible study on YouTube. Full day, full day, full day. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you do not know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, amen. Here it is. Hallelujah, happy, real Independence Day. We're not talking about something on the calendar. We're talking about something on the calendar of your heart. If you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, amen, he will forgive you. He will cleanse you. He will save you. Amen. Just tell the Lord you're sorry. You're sorry, and you want Jesus to come in and be your Lord and Savior. Bam, 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 there it is. Hallelujah. It's a quick transaction. The transaction so quickly was made. Amen. That's all you have to do. Amen. And that's the beginning of a new life. Amen. For you. And if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Reach out to us here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Let us know you gave your life to Christ. We want to hear from you. We want to pray with you and pray for you and to help you to grow and to your full maturity and salvation. Amen and amen. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. It is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We're asking that you would cancel bad news, tears and sorrow, accidents, incidents, and calamities.
that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. That when we come back, Father, for our services on Wednesday, Father, thank you for giving us a day of rest, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving us a day of rest, especially those of us who serve in this ministry, because God, you know, we put it in. We put it in 7 days a week. We don't shortchange you, Father. But we thank you, Father God, that we're growing up and you're so well pleased with our work, Father God, that you're allowing us to take a little breather, Father God, and to do a little balancing, do a balancing act a little bit more. We so thank you. Because even though we're not here, we're still with you. Because we're not going nowhere from you, Father. We're never apart from you. And we want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we cancel, we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus. Father God, to hallelujah. Hallelujah, to decree and declare and declare and decree. Hallelujah. As we bind every spirit of retaliation. Every spirit, we nullify it, we cancel it, we destroy it now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And decree and declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Everybody have an awesome, awesome, awesome day. Meet us at prayer today at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Have a wonderful holiday, and we will, Lord's willing, see you back on Wednesday morning. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, amen. Signing out. Love you.
Come on, clap your hands, everybody. Come on.